Salutations to Lord Shiva. Namaha means namaskara. Bowing down, surrendering. Surrendering to the Lord. The Creator and the Ordainer. Who is dispenser of the results of actions. He is karma phaladana, giver of the phalam, the results of karma, the actions that I performed. Whatever has happened, whatever is happening, and whatever will happen, all of that is nothing but karma phala, meaning results of my own actions. These results are in the form of pleasure and pain. Meaning that Lord or Ishvara is the giver of both pleasure and pain. When Ishvara gives the pain, should I interpret that to mean that he is punishing me? The pain which comes in my life, is it a punishment? This is where Namaha, the surrender, comes into play. In surrendering to Ishvara, there is also the Shraddha, an implicit faith that Ishvara is benevolent. He is Kripalu, meaning that Ishvara always showers Kripa, Anugraha, grace. This is a matter of Shraddha. Which means that both the pleasure and pain are nothing but the manifestations of the Kripa or the grace of Ishvara. When I say Namaha, surrender, this Shraddha or implicit faith is involved. This Shraddha in Ishvara enables me to accept gracefully whatever comes in my life. Because I have the trust that Ishvara is always benevolent, This enables me to accept my past in the past. I have gone through experiences of pain. I often felt being a victim of unfair cruel actions of others. Being treated in an unfair way, in a cruel way, has left resentment and anger in my mind towards those who inflicted me with pain. But if I look at the pain also as the result of my action, as something that I was destined to go through, that is what Ishvara intended for me, for my growth. And the pain in my life in the past has come to me for my growth. Because that is what Ishvara always intends. And those people who appear to inflict pain to me were merely instruments. Like puppets for creating situations where I was supposed to experience the results of my action as granted by Ishvara. It is always an exchange between me and Ishvara. All others are merely instruments to create the circumstances required for me to go through the experience that was destined for me as a result of my own karma, where the pain also came to help me grow. With this attitude, I'm able to accept gracefully even the pain. Graceful acceptance means there is no resentment, no anger, no blaming. others, nor do I blame myself. An attitude is called graceful acceptance, which is the result of Shraddha, the faith in Ishvara. Which is what is meant by Namaha, salutation, surrender. I surrender, I let go all my reactions, the anger, the resentment, the hurt, the guilt, which would have been caused in the past. Namaha enables me to let go of all this. Makes my mind free from hurt and guilt, from anger and resentment. Creates in me a comfort. Comfort with my past, a comfort with all those who appeared in my past, whether they cause pleasure or pain. Was there all secondary? Primarily, it is I and the Lord. I gracefully accept my past. Resentment. My mind is free from blaming. I am neither a victim or a villain. A simple, devoted person. Similarly about the present, I gracefully accept my present. Also as a gift of Ishvara. In the present also there are people who cause pleasure and there are people who cause pain. But I realize that all of them are like the puppets, meant only to create circumstances for me to experience the results of my actions, to experience my prarabdha. They do not deserve any blame. Or resentment, or anger. bless them all. I have no reaction towards anyone in the present. Similarly, future. I'm ready to accept gracefully whatever Ishvara will grant me in future. Pleasure or pain. With attitude that both of them are gifts from Ishvara. Pain is also a blessing in disguise, meant to help me grow. Thus in Namaha, in surrender, all there is the grace of Ishvara. A graceful acceptance of what was, a graceful acceptance of what is, a graceful acceptance of what will be. That makes my mind free from all reactions. Graceful acceptance is a pratibhaksha bhavana. Is a neutralizing attitude. For neutralizing resentment and anger. For neutralizing hurt and guilt. For neutralizing the victim and the villain. I gracefully accept everyone in my life, and I gracefully accept myself also. Graceful acceptance, there is comfort, there is peace. Comfort with myself, comfort with others, comfort with Ishvara. This mind, free from all reactions, this mind that is at peace with itself and at peace with others, is a sattvic mind. That is the true nature of the mind. Reactions of resentment and anger . The feelings of hurt and guilt the judgment of victim and villain. We're all due to ignorance, due to lack of graceful acceptance. In graceful acceptance of what was, what is, and what will be. In graceful acceptance, there is peace. There is comfort. There is satisfaction. A satisfaction which is without any reason. Feel at peace. I feel satisfied for no particular reason, because peace and satisfaction are the nature of the mind. Further, peace and satisfaction is the nature of the self, nature of myself. I can experience myself that is peaceful when my mind becomes peaceful. A peaceful mind gives me the experience of the peaceful self. A comfortable mind gives me the experience of the comfortable self. Because peace, comfort, contentment is my nature. That is called nature, for which no effort needs to be made. In fact, I become my natural self when all efforts are given up. I become my natural self when all agenda is given up. In the recognition that what is all right. What was all right. What is all right. What will be all right. Because it is all Ishvara. That brings me to myself. My silent, contented self. That boundless silence is called Ananda. is not an experience of excitement. Ananda is the experience of profound silence. Like the silence that exists in the depth of the ocean. Even though the surface of the ocean is restless, there is still a profound silence in the ocean. So also my superficial mind may be restless, may be agitated, but there is always a profound silence. And disturbances are given up. In the wake of Namaha, surrender, graceful acceptance, in which all resistance, all resentment, me to let go all resentment, all anger, all cravings, and brings me face to face with the silence which is my true nature. Chidanandarupah Shivoham Shivoham Chidanandarupah Shivoham Shiva. श्री